You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for all the action and excitement of every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm back here with you. Gibbs, Matt Wilhelm said to me in the break that for $1 million, he wouldn't even be able to tell you what channel Game of Thrones was on.
That's disappointing.
It really is the best show on TV.
I'm not saying it's not. I've just never seen it. I don't watch a lot of television.
Do you have HBO?
I just found HBO. I've been paying for HBO for like 6 months since we got into the new house, and I just stumbled upon HBO.
No one in the house know HBO existed?
No, we got to understand, with two young kids, it's Netflix, it's the new Wii U.
I get
consumes
it.
Our television, and so yeah.
See,
sports.
The kiddies have the 42-inch TV.
Yeah.
Gibby's got the 70-inch flat screen in the basement.
Like that. Yeah, we're renovating. So the 65-inch in the basement is sitting unplugged on a sidewall right now.
Yeah, mine's all covered up, putting in a bathroom.
Exactly.
So understand that completely. But that's no excuse for not knowing HBO, my friend.
You're right. It's not.
So, cool. Game of Thrones, do you know what – so you don't even know what it is?
I don't.
It's like kind of like this – it's awesome. It's the best show on TV. It's set in kind of a medieval type of a time period. It's got some magic. It's got some crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know just Game of Thrones, I've obviously heard a lot of Sons of Anarchy.
Have you ever seen the Lord of the Rings movies?
I have.
Do you like those?
I do.
Then you'd love
it. I hate Lord of the Rings.
But you like Game of Thrones?
I do.
Interesting. Game of Thrones is like very more
I mean,
like
Walking
hardcore.
Dead, you know, is another one that I've heard is a good one. I've watched a few of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Game of Thrones is literally. I like that.
I mean, I would say
House of Cards is another one, a good one that I think is only available on Netflix.
Game of Thrones is the best show on TV. I mean, I just don't think there's.
I gotcha.
I don't even think there's any question about it. I mean, you're lucky. You get to start. It's like already been, I think, 3 or 4 seasons. You can watch them all.
Just play catch up.
Oh, God. You're so lucky. What a treat. A treat for you.
So just dive into Game of Thrones for the next month.
Yeah. You'll be in great shape. All right. We're talking about the Browns Summit, the leadership summit that's
going
on. Is
that summit here in Cleveland or
no,
did they go somewhere?
They went.
Undisclosed?
Somewhere undisclosed.
Outside of Ohio?
Out of Ohio, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Are they talking Kevin Jones v. Mike Judge?
It's a good question, and I think they're probably siding with the judge. Although Alex Shiner, team president, did put Kevin Jones on his Mount Rushmore of Browns employees. So you got to remember, keep that in mind.
True.
So Haslam, Farmer, Shiner, Patton, Sashi, they're all down there. They're talking about the Browns, trying to get their strategy together. What would you want the number one topic for them to be covering?
Me personally, I think with 10 picks and a significant amount of cap space, I think what I would love to be a topic that they'll touch upon, and I'll get to a position specific, is developing this team and using our picks as wise as we can, and spending our money as wise as we can, both now and also potentially saving some of it, not all of it, into the future to set us up to win year after year after year after year after year by strategically going out and spending smart and finding those assets that are out there in free agency and or finding those assets that they feel collectively exist on this roster that need to be extended, that play like a Brown, that will be a part of that winning year after year after year. But I do think from a position standpoint, what happens at quarterback has to be discussed, because it is so much of what has to be a part of the success for the Browns to get there. Spending all that money and finding all these other weapons and creating this amazing team, you know, without a quarterback is, in my eyes, all for naught, because there's so few stories of success in the NFL, especially in the new age NFL, that is probably the last 5 years, that you just can't go make a playoff run or a Super Bowl run. Not in the AFC North, you can't, not anymore, without a quarterback that can play well and make those throws and is an all-weather type of person as well. So I think quarterback and how they approach the draft and spending the significant amount of cap space that they have strategically, both now and into the future, to continue the winning ways and continue to step. So to go from 4-7, 7-9, 7-10 this season is what I want to have discussed.
I would like them to discuss how they're going to go about business. And I think it's more just kind of a clear division of labor that, you know, Ray Farmer will make the picks. Mike Pettine will coach the players. No kind of
creating their hierarchy.
Right, you'll have some collaboration, but for the most part, that's clearly defined roles, getting that done. And then within that framework, I think that they need to be talking about Johnny Manziel, how they are going to, what a plan in place for him, and have it be a plan with a lot of accountability and clear benchmarks so that if he does not follow through with what they're doing, they can hold him accountable for that, a plan to keep him focused.
And all collectively agree when that does not happen, correct?
Yes, and that everybody is on the same page with that. I hope they came up with, you know, whatever decision they want to do with Josh Gordon, what they want to do at the wide receiver position. I hope they've identified the critical pieces to this team that they need to add to get where they need to get, and basically come to an agreement on a long-term strategic vision to become the winning organization that they want to be. And I would say, really, talk about the quarterback over and over and over again. What are you going to do at the quarterback position? Whether it's Johnny Manziel and your plan for him, who do you plan to bring in alongside of him? How do you want to address that? What are the goals at that position? Because without that position, I don't think you have an opportunity to win in the National Football League.
I completely agree. And I think I believe that what you said first, you know, creating that hierarchy is something that they kind of pitched, you know, Browns fans on last year when there was so much turnover. People were fired, new people came in, new people accepted different roles. And I thought that's one thing that I loved is that it's very cut and dry. Because I think so many teams, as you see, you know, just to mention A.J. Smith, who was a general manager of mine back in San Diego, now holds like an assistant consulting type of job when it comes to players with the Washington Redskins. And it's just like, the more value you try to add to the room, you also just add their perspective. And too many perspectives, you know, that's too many Indians, not enough Chiefs. You know, and I just love that the Cleveland Browns come together like this and define those roles. And as you said, you know, create those series of check marks or benchmarks, as you said, in growth and positivity when it comes to players or a position in general, or the team in general. And if they're not met, they have a decisive plan in place, you know, so they're basically dealing with the now and also into the future by coming together and kind of this meeting of the minds, as opposed to constantly guessing, well, what are they going to say or what are they going to say? Or one of them has an opportunity to say, well, he did this, but, you know, that big but in the room, you know, can be overlooked or overcome simply because, hey, one of them holds them accountable. Remember when we took that trip in January, at the end of January? We all agreed to this, and we have to hold true to that. And I like that about this meeting and this organization.
That's what they've got to do, I think, come up with that kind of a plan. And 216-578-0850, what do you think is the most important thing for this Browns organization? Because everybody likes to sit out there, and they like to write articles about how dysfunctional they feel it is in here. So if you had an opportunity to present to Jimmy Haslam what you think needs to happen for the Browns, what would it be? Let us know. 216-578-0850. Tweet the show at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm. Let us know. What do you think that thing would be? Let's say you have an opportunity. Jimmy Haslam said, okay, I'm going to pick a fan to come in here and tell me what he thinks we should do with the Browns. You have that opportunity now to say it on Cleveland Browns Daily, the Browns official radio show. What would that be? What do you think the Browns need to do, and what needs to come out of this leadership summit that they are currently engaged in and have been in since Sunday to try to get, you know, on the same page, get the strategy down and the vision for this team going forward? Again, 216-578-0850. Yes, Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just the simpleton when it comes to it. If I were Haslam, I'd walk in, I'd hand everybody a blank piece of paper, and I'd tell them, I want you to write down how many games we can win in 2015. And then everybody writes down their thing, they discuss, come up with a number. Now, how do we get there? How do we get there? I know that you got to go in with the mindset of, we got to win every game. How many games can you win me this year? And how are we going to get to it? And how are we going to get to it as a team?
You're saying so for them to put down that number, with what we have under contract right now, we can win this many games?
How many games can this team win as constructed right now? And how many games – I guess, yeah, I'm going to go that route. And then, okay – well, how many games, you know, we ultimately want to be 16-0. So what do we need to get to the number we've all agreed on? And then what do we need to get to 16-0?
Right.
And is 16-0 achievable this year?
Yeah, but I would disagree that you're looking too much at 2015. I think you need to look at how do you build a successful organization.
But I can't. I'm sorry. The process for me doesn't work. Because if you don't win this year, what happens next year? Do we have the same coaching staff? Do we have the same front office? Are we going to go through this 12 months from now? You know, where are we going to be at? Like, I want to win now. And I get that you want to build, but if you want to change the culture, you got to start winning football games. And winning solves a lot of problems. And I just feel like if you can – you've got some of the big pieces in place right now, and you've got the right people in place. Let's start winning some football games now. Let's not talk about 2016, 2017. What's our vision for 2015? On December 31st, where are we going to be and what are we going to be?
Right.
So would you be willing to sacrifice long-term fundamental decisions for
what is that? What is a solid long-term decision?
Like, not trading up, trading down in drafts is always a solid decision. There's actually a great article on Grantland right now by Bill Barnwell about what Bill Belichick has done in his time as the general manager there and his best trades and how he maneuvered and always ended up coming out on the plus side of things because of how he consistently traded down and made smart decisions.
Well, the track record for first-round picks on this football team as a whole since 1999 hasn't been great, so I'm all right with trading down.
One other...
I don't know. Go get me players that can play and make an impact.
And that, and again, Gibbs, to kind of edify your point about winning football games, having been a player, you could have all the cap space in the world, but if you can't win, you won't get the players that want to come play for the Cleveland Browns just to make a paycheck. Because then again, you're going back to the old culture. You're getting guys to come here and go through the motions and make a lot of money, but not win a lot of football games. And you're going to have to overpay guys because it is Cleveland and you've been where we've been, and also too the economy and where it is, and it's not the most enticing place to play when you're competing with Atlanta and the Florida teams and the Texas teams, you know, that are of course tax free as well, no state tax. Money's a key factor in this. We have a lot to spend, but you have to win football games to make it a sexy place to come play and be a part of that culture. So you get some of these top-tier free agents that want to come here and play because it's you're winning football games and you have an opportunity to build your brand here, like we see Joe Hayden doing as, you know, starting in Cleveland. But then also, too, to go to the playoffs and have the opportunity to sit on a stage right now like the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks are doing for the sixth time for the Patriots, second time for the Seahawks, talking about answering questions about their foundation and what they like to do for fun and, you know, and the growth process that they've gone through and what it's like to play in the second consecutive Super Bowl. All those questions, that's a fun thing to talk about. You don't want to have to talk about rebuilding forever.
I agree.
I guess that's my whole thing. Let's start winning games now. Let's start changing the culture now. Let's not start talking about next year and the year after that. What are we doing now to put a winning product out there on the field and be competitive and be in the playoff hunt come mid-December?
I'm with you.
I'm all about mortgaging it all. Let's go.
I don't think you can mortgage it all because I don't think you can say that this team is that close to a Super Bowl. I think you mortgage it all when you think you can win a Super Bowl.
Well, did you guys see the analytical breakdown that ESPN.com did on every single team
yes.
in the NFL? And, you know, and again, the Browns were seventh out of all 32 teams on the number of what they said, elite to good players away from being a Super Bowl contending football team. Dallas was zero, Green Bay was two, Ravens were maybe two or three, and again, just a few down the rung, and I kept scrolling, and I scrolled past them, looking for them to be in the, you know, 18 to 25 range, and we were seventh. So that means that the people who do their analytical breakdown, they actually use Pro Football Focus for a lot of their research to say, we're not as far away as people may think.
Right. Not at all. All right. When we come back, we're going to get on your phone calls, 216-578-0850. What do you think about this? Do you throw everything into 2015? Do you try to be strategic about it? Do you give people an opportunity to implement a strategic vision over the course of a couple of years, something that hasn't happened here? I think that's what you need to do for the Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. Let us know. And we'll be back with more right after this.